All the World's a Stage by William Shakespeare. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. And then, the whining schoolboy, with a satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then, the lover, sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then, the soldier, full of strange oath and bearded like the part, jealous and honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation, even in a cannon's mouth. And then, the justice, and fair round belly with good cape and lined, with eye severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, though he plays his part. The thick sage shifts under the lean and slivered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch inside, his youthful hose, well saved, a world too wide for shrunk shank, and his big, manly voice, turning again to what childish drupal, pipes and whistles in a sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange, eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.